Back in 2008, inspired by the Reverend Adam Hamilton, I decided to invite my congregation at the church, which is where the Complaint Free World program began, for us to go to Tanzania in Africa, on the continent of Africa, to help build a hospital. Now, I have some friends there who, they weren't friends prior. They became my very good friends over the years. In fact, when you read my book, Happy Stories, I think the very first story is about Denny Lofstrom, who found International Health Partners, Tanzania, which they go around and they build hospitals. They spend 6 months out of the year. Denny is close to... He's in it. He's 85, I think, and I won't say how old Paul is. Every time I do, she corrects me. But anyway, they are definitely seasoned citizens, and they spend 6 months out of the year traveling around to churches, raising money to help build these hospitals, living, driving around in a cheap little compact car, staying in the cheapest motel they can find, and then they fly back, and for 6 months, they oversee people building these hospitals. And so we went there to do this. Now, one day, my daughter Leah and I were sitting outside of what they would call a museum. It's not what we would call a museum, but it's what they call a museum. It's their artifacts and everything, but it's basically in an outdoor setting, and much of it, and poorly lit. There's no documentation, anything like that. So anyway, Leah and I are standing outside, and there is one little water spigot for everybody who lives in that area, I would say several miles. And so you would often see the women come up. It was always the women. The women were the ones who got the water, and they would come. Nowadays, they use plastic buckets, big plastic buckets like you would see at a restaurant. They don't use, you know, old-timey types of things that we would think of. Anyway, they take their turn. They stand there, and they fill the bucket up, which must weigh 30, 40 pounds. They then very carefully lift it onto their heads, and balancing it magnificently, they walk back to their homes. Now, the balance almost seems to come natural, but it doesn't. It starts at a very, very young age. I have a picture of a little girl who could not have been four. She was barely four, and she is balancing a little tiny bucket on her head with water, just doing her part to help get water for the family. Mwanza, Tanzania is a third world country. If you have not been to a third world country, you need to go. Full stop. The reason I say that is to know that there is suffering and different living in the world is one thing. To experience it and to see it is another. It opens your heart at a level you cannot imagine. I remember a couple of days after we got there, my daughter started to run a slight fever, and we had all had all of our vaccinations. We had to go through about 5 to 6 weeks of vaccinations. And my daughter started to run a slight fever, and she had a slight sore throat. Now, this would have been 12, and Leah was about 11 or 12, I guess, when we took her to Africa to help us build the hospital. And so luckily it was a hospital we were building. So she went in and talked to the doctor, who is Dr. Denny. And Dr. Denny took a look at Leah and looked down her throat and said, she has the beginnings of strep throat. So he gave her something for strep throat, antibiotic, I guess. And I always get the two confused, by the way, so much that I don't even pay attention. Anyway, he gave her some medicine. And she was almost immediately better, and no symptoms, no other issues the entire 2 weeks we were there. Now, after Dr. Denny helped Leah, I was talking to him, and he said that approximately 1/3 of the children in that city at any time have strep throat. They're walking around. Have you ever had strep throat? I have. Sucks. Hurts. Oh my God, does it hurt? You can't eat enough ice cream or gargle enough salt water to make the hurt go away. It just makes you feel terrible. And I've had strep throat. And in this third world country, Walking around with strep throat is a common thing for children. Imagine if that were true where you live. I can't imagine if that were true here in Monroe County, here in the Florida Keys, which, you know, is all of the Keys is Monroe County. I can't imagine people would go crazy. And yet it's what people there have to live with. I'm bringing all this around to just give you a appreciation for the very fact that you live in what is known as a first world country. And yet most of us walk around bent out of shape when the least little thing doesn't go our way. When our iPhone doesn't boot up fast enough. When our DoorDash is 10 minutes late. People around the world would look at us and go, are you kidding me? You know, another person who helped me appreciate the United States. I've never been to Russia, and I certainly, of course, never went to Soviet Russia. My parents visited once. But becoming friends with Yakov Smirnov and spending hours just sitting there and asking him questions and being able to ask him what it was like living in Georgia, which is where he's from in Russia, and hear the things that they would have to go through and the fear and the uncertainty and the worry and the lack, the overall lack of things like toilet paper. It's not surprising that we hoard toilet paper because in other parts of the world, we've heard stories where they just simply can't get it and we could not bear the indignity. That's third world. By the way, I was one of the few people in Tanzania who was actively using toilet paper every time. Most people there don't have it. I say all this because it can help us shift our perspective. One of the secrets to being a happy person is to recognize how much better we have it than other people. Yep. I've shared this before and I've written about it in my book, Happy This Year. When we begin to look at others and say, wow, I am so fortunate. What this does, by the way, is it kicks off the gratitude button. It doesn't kick off the Schadenfreude button. If you're confused about either one, go back. I've done jump starts on both. But it kicks off the gratitude button. It makes us look how much further we could fall or in the areas that we could fall that we have not fallen. And we just look around and we go, oh, thank God, this is where I am. I forget who it was. I think it was Dennis Waitley used to joke about the man who falls out of a skyscraper. And as he passes each floor, the people say, how are you? And he says, I'm okay so far, you know. We still have a long way we could fall. And when we understand and appreciate that, our first world problems cease to upset us quite so much. I did a post on this very page, and I'm going to double down on it right now. And I talked about when the riots were going on that I was a person of privilege. And I was attacked for being saying I was a person of privilege. Okay, let's see. I'm male, privilege. I'm tall, that's privilege. I'm white, that's privilege beyond words. I went to an all-white prep school. My father paid for me to go to college. He was on the board at the university, and even with my grades, got me on. It continues on. Privilege, 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 privilege. There's nothing wrong in realizing how privileged we are. It's a blessing. Then we no longer walk around resenting other people. Be grateful for what you have. Be grateful that you live in this first world. Most of you, a lot of you, we just saw that someone checked in from Jakarta, but there may be people in third world countries, although I've been there and experienced the internet, so I kind of doubt it. But I want you to begin to appreciate what you have. And when something goes wrong, and I'm trying to think of some examples for me, here's one for me. Every morning I get up, take Teddy out, and I then come back, pour myself a cup of coffee, grab my journal, and we go out and sit and watch the sunrise in my zero gravity, one of those little chairs. I think I paid $39 for it at Kmart. Well, after about 4 months of that, of my 190-pound frame climbing in and out of that chair, the screw came out, and my ego went, like, that's the biggest damn thing in the world. piece of crap. How could they sell something like this? Da 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 da. And inside I'm going, you bought a chair that was made in China for $39 and you paid only $39 for it. And if you'd been more, you see what I mean? It's a lack of appreciation for what we have and a condemnation. We act as if we're even more entitled than we already are privileged. And I'm just going to say that. We act as if we already are even more than we already are privileged. And we do that because it's a feeling of insecurity, I think, because we feel like we truly don't deserve all the goodness that we have. We feel bad for having it. And so what we do is we don't enjoy it. Well, rest of the world, I know you're starving, but don't feel bad because I'm not really enjoying my Jaguar as much as I thought I would. All right. I'm not saying you shouldn't have nice things. I have nice things. I want nice things. I'm saying that we should appreciate them. And when they don't deliver to the extent that we in our first world mentality think they should, we should take that as an opportunity to be grateful that we live in a first world country. And our problems, they're first world problems. Let me take a look and see what you all have had to share. If you've got a question or comment, be sure and check out before you say goodbye. We're going to be doing our complaint-free meditation coming up in 11 minutes. Welcome, Eric. We say thank you. Eric says, I mentioned your jumpstart on other broadcasts I listen in on if it's appropriate, like when they ask how I start my day. Lynn, I think that's awesome. You know what? That is true fandom, and I appreciate that. That's the way we spread this movement and this message. Thank you so much. Yeah, if you're somewhere else, and don't go in and carpet bomb other people's sites. People have done that with my site. If you like Will, you're going to like so-and-so, and you trace it back, and it's always that person. I don't want to do that, but if you legitimately want, and you're on somebody else's Facebook group or page and say, hey, check out Will Bowen, he's awesome, or check out how I start my day with all these other positive people. It's really great. So thank you so much. Jerome says, good morning. Thank you for the message, Jerome says. Welcome, Lacey. We are welcoming lots of new people. We've got people from around the world. We've got new countries represented today. This is exciting. Thank you so much. The way this happens, of course, is by sharing this message with other people. So please be sure and share this. And once again, if you're a first timer, we are so glad to have you. Don't forget, we have people living third world conditions right here in the U.S., says Ed Wilmot. Thank you. Ed, you've made me decide I'm going to throw an and in here. Yes. When you heard me talk about sacred clowns, and if you didn't go back and listen to that podcast or watch it, I talk about being on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. That is the poorest zip code in the United States of America. And let me tell you, being in the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation is indistinguishable from being in Mwanza, Tanzania. So yes, I invite you to visit places like that. Don't overrun the reservation, of course, certainly not now. However, you don't have to leave this country to see abject poverty. The thing is, I really feel we need to see it. It changes something inside of us. Yeah, Lacey Ann Maxwell, welcome and hello, says Cynthia. Michelle says, great message. Putting things in perspective makes me more grateful. And really, that's all it's about, Michelle, because when you are grateful, you live a more positive, happy, upbeat lifestyle and you spread it to everybody. It's what we're all about. Great reminder of our blessings. Yeah, count your blessings and minimize your curses because they are so minimal. I just realized I have not shared with you our complaint-free meditation image for today. Let me share it with you. And one of the things that I'm doing now with the complaint-free meditation. Here we go, for those of you who remember. Don't you just love this? I love this image of this sunlight streaming through a forest and landing on just one particular little cluster of, it looks like acorn leaves or something. And they're red. So anyway, you're not part of our meditation group, we meditate live every morning at 8:30 a.m., which is in 8 minutes. So be sure and join us for that. Everybody's welcome. You get 30 days free, so you might as well check it out. Teddy says goodbye, and we will see you tomorrow. I'm going to take a look and see what it is I'm going to be talking about. I've really gotten good about writing these a week in advance. I think about that future me. I talked about that yesterday. If you didn't watch yesterday, find out what I mean by the future me. Oh, yes. Tomorrow we're going to talk about this is something I've been really working on myself. We're going to talk about your highlight reel, running your highlight reel through your mind. All right, everybody. Love you very much. Complaint-free meditators. I will see you in 7 minutes. Look forward to expanding my mind and opening my heart with you. And for the rest of you, I will see you in the morning. Take care. Enjoy today. And bye-bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.